This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Homes and Services.
Presented through the generation or the generosity of the J. Ovier Real Estate Group. They specialize in families with special needs, seniors, investments, and they have folks in their office who speak Spanish, Hebrew, German, French, and Chinese. Phone number is 626-510-7042. And all you Joey pals who thought you couldn't buy a house, I'm hearing from you that he makes it happen. In the treasure chest, a gift certificate from Elmer's, a free meal. The website is eatatelmers.com, 3278419. Okay, now I get to read. Ready?
Yes, I want to hear about the whipped cream.
No, there isn't any, but this puts your shirt in the dirt.
All right.
Bacon cheeseburger omelet, crispy chicken Benedict. Wow, that sounds good. And this one I can say without salivating, savory Northwestern crepes.
Oh, that sounds good.
Does it?
Yeah, savory crepes. Who doesn't?
Bacon cheeseburger omelet. Okay, 3278419, meet you there.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Jackie Donnell at Elmer's. Come join us for breakfast and lunch on our front lawn.
You've got a gift certificate from Laser Ink Central Printer Resources, 4599 East Ramon Road, Laser, L-A-S-R, Inc., 778-4444. See, I'm trying to read food, and it just goes away. They've got new printers. They've got their expertise. They've got a perfect fit. You need a perfect fit between you and your printer. That's all I can say. All guaranteed, of course.
Hi, this is Jack Lacey with Laser Ink and Central Printer Resources. Come on in and see me, Joey Pals.
You got a $50 gift certificate from MJR Custom Framing. Time to get ready for Christmas. Somebody got married, somebody graduated, somebody had a baby. Frame the picture. Okay, they're at the Atrium in Rancho Mirage, 324-6696.
Joey Pals, this is Joe from MJR Custom Framing. Come in, and I look forward to working with you.
And we love red Jeep tours. I told you, if you're a Scorpio, you're supposed to drive a Jeep. And if you're a Joey Pal, it's supposed to be red. You've got a $50 gift certificate toward any tour. The website is red-jeeptours.com, 477-4118. By the way, this is a great gift idea for all those people who are going to come from the cold country to Palm Springs for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Get them out of your house. Give them a tour in the red Jeeps. Okay, it works this way. We know that Rita and John, our restaurant of the week, had no children, but we also know that Brian has five. Joey has three. That would be eight. See, I can do that. Call 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And if you're caller number eight, I'll mail all of that out to you. And happy Halloween! You made the show what it is. We're almost able to say 27 years. Starting on my birthday, November 17th, we can say 27 years. Couldn't have done it without you. Okay, Brian Hodgkins, what's your official title over there?
I'm Chief Cook and Bottle Washer at Desert Oasis Healthcare.
Pharmacist to the stars.
That too.
Okay. You kind of covered this, and we've got so many of them. If you can just gloss over.
Oh, is this the medicine chest?
Yes. Oh.
Clunk. That's
Lindsay didn't get that good at it, and she even practiced with her son. Did I
oh,
tell you
yeah,
that?
Oh yeah, yeah. She, with
bless your heart. Do it again.
Clunk. To me, in my head, it doesn't even sound like that.
Oh, it does though. It no, sounds
it
good.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. All right. Cool.
Okay, I think this one is you've covered. Somebody asked, "Is there a newer coronavirus subvariant that will cause a winter wave?" You did.
Yeah. So the answer is, yeah, we're monitoring the variants. The XBB is the one we're concerned about. There are other. There's a B1.1. They're all in the same niche. They're all in the same family or clade. But we just, it's too early to tell.
Okay.
But obviously a flu shot and a booster or complete your series, that's the best we're going to be able to do.
Question number two, Joey Pals, you know who you are. Pfizer, I love that. Is Pfizer going to charge $130 for a vaccine?
Oh, I almost swore. Pfizer. Yeah, you know, when these emergency orders, the 1135 emergency orders expire, which is going to be middle of January next year, Pfizer is literally going to, they've told us what they're going to do. It's a 400% increase. They're going to charge $130. Now, that's the bad news. The good news is if you have health insurance, it's going to continue to be covered, probably like a flu shot, for free.
Okay.
So that would be if you're a cash-paying customer and you're trying to get, you know, and they're around. They're going to stick around. So the rest of our existence, you're going to have boosters available.
This one you covered. CV, which we determined meant COVID, not Coachella Valley. Nightmare with the variant XBB. So that one you did. Okay. Question number four. Oh, boy. They've added a children's vaccine to the required list for kids for school? Question mark.
Well, so the CDC's immunization experts did add or made the recommendation to add COVID vaccines.
Is that a recommendation?
It's a recommendation.
Which means?
To the immunization list for schools.
Oh, see.
But however, that's not a mandate. Oh. The states decide exactly what would be required for school. And I can tell you that there is no appetite across the U.S. right now to add COVID vaccines mandatory for education. I don't think we're going to even see it in California, who, if any state you would see it, I would expect to see it here. And from my reading and working with the Department of Managed Healthcare Services and CDPH, I don't see this coming.
Okay.
And the uptake really for kids for COVID vaccines has been low. Their risk is low. So I don't
and
see this as a
school children and parental rights are so in the news these days. Let's not add the vaccine.
Yeah, and let's not scare people and talk about this as being a requirement. It's not.
Okay.
All right.
Number five. Is ivermectin not working?
It never worked. It isn't working today. It won't be working tomorrow. It's been laid off. It's been kicked to the curb. It's been buried. It's dead. There's no meat on those bones.
Got it. Question number six. Oh, goodness. How does dry shampoo cause cancer? And what is benzene?
Oh, it's fascinating. I did read this. So, in fact,
tell me what the question is.
Okay. So recently, Unilever, who makes a lot of shampoos, like Tresemme, they make that one.
Okay.
It was found that a lot of their shampoos were contaminated with benzene.
What's benzene?
So benzene is a planar six. It's got six carbon. Okay. Let me just tell you what it is. It's used in industry as normally like a original building block to make plastics and other things.
Oh, super.
It's also a solvent. And it's been shown to be a carcinogen that can cause blood cancers, leukemia, maybe a link to uterine cancer. But I don't want to scare you, but here's something that most people don't know. So they recalled a bunch of shampoos. This isn't the first time this has happened. It happened a couple of years ago with deodorants. So it's ubiquitous in manufacturing, especially certain industries.
Okay.
But if you want to know where the number one exposure to benzene is in the world today, it's cigarette smoke. Forest fires produce benzene and cigarette smoke more than any other possible avenue for exposure. It can be absorbed through the inhalation, through the skin, and it's a known carcinogen. So,
wow.
So the CDC and everyone else does know the risks, and obviously it's been most precautions have been taken to make sure it's exposure from industry anywhere else is limited.
Is that sort of like the baby powder thing that caused cervical cancer?
No, that was whether talc might have been contaminated.
Jeez.
And it was used. You could still, I think I have some talc laying around somewhere. But
question
anyway,
number
yes.
seven from a Joey Pal. Do I have an increased risk of schizophrenia if I've had COVID?
You know, this is a fascinating question, and let me tell you why.
Tell me why.
Okay. The voices in my head are telling me to tell you this.
Okay.
There is a link between COVID and schizophrenia. It's not an increase in schizophrenia, but there's a three times the risk of dying from COVID infection if you have schizophrenia.
Okay, wait a minute. Three times the risk of dying.
Dying. So after age, after you adjust for age, if you have schizophrenia, you have nearly a three. It's been shown three to five times. This was observed early on in February of 2021. It's been published in the Journal of Psychiatry and elsewhere, JAMA. And the link is just unknown. And so here's the fascinating thing.
You can't tell me why.
It's actually thought that perhaps schizophrenia may have an immune, autoimmune component to it. It's being studied now. They think this would be a fascinating experiment just imagine this, if we find out that this type of mental illness could be treated with monoclonal antibodies down the road. So there's a lot of research pouring into this state right now. So it's not so much it causes or exacerbates schizophrenia. It can, because of isolation and people that have schizophrenia during the pandemic, staying home. That's the worst case scenario for many people with this. But there may be a link that's being studied right now of an immune disorder that links psychiatric illness to what we thought for all this time was, just a brain disorder.
Good question number seven, Joey Powell. Golly, I had to write schizophrenia. Okay, question number eight. Can a doctor predict when I'm going to die by how I walk?
Have you seen me walking?
I'm walking to New Orleans.
Ooh, I like that song too.
Yeah.
This is, you know, if I said I could laugh and tell you the answer, but the answer is yes. The answer for this one, so actually there's two studies that are fascinating. Let's go back to the UK Biobank that we've mentioned on this show before.
Mm-hmm.
So in the UK, they have 100,000 British people walking around, and they've been studying this population for at least 14 years. And so there's two studies that are specific. What they did is they looked at these patients, and they measured chunks of time where they watched them walking. So if they had a wristwatch, like an Apple Watch or a phone that has an accelerometer in it, they could tell over 6 minutes how fast you walked.
Okay.
And then they would compare the distance that you walked to other people in your age group. So it would make sense. The farther you walked in 6 minutes links to cardiovascular health and wellness. And they were able to predict within 72%, a C statistic, which is, a confidence that you're predicting something right, 72% whether or not you would have mortality in a certain amount of time. That was in a single year they were able to just study this. Over 5 years, that 72% only improved to 73%. But the bottom line is, yes, by watching how you walk, a doctor could predict mortality risk going forward. There was another study in Spain that looked, they said, how long does it take you to walk up four flights of stairs? If you did it in 45 seconds or less, and this is based on metabolic oxygen consumption. It's called METs. So if you could do that, you had to burn 10 METs. If you did it in a minute and a half, right, versus the people that did it in 45 seconds, you had a 30% chance of dying within 10 years. So they were able to quantify the risk based on how long it takes you to go upstairs and or how long it takes you to walk, how far you can walk in 6 minutes. So indirectly, a doctor could, by measuring these things, which we do already in some circumstances, we do what's called a six-minute walk for cardiovascular health and for other illnesses. It can predict your risk of dying from normally poor cardiovascular function.
None of these were silly questions. I thought some of them were rather strange, but you didn't.
No.
The strangest thing in your life is that deer.
I tie myself walking upstairs.
Yes.
I walked up my two flights of stairs carrying a little deer.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so I did it in under 45 seconds, I'm pretty sure.
Did it try to bite you?
No, it was, you know what?
It was glad.
It was relieved. It was like, oh,
Daddy.
I'm going to be free. Yep.
thank you so much. It's always a joy when you're here. Next week, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
We've got two questions left over, and I'll save them for next week.
Save
along
them
with
up.
Joey Fowles, whatever you send us. It's always a joy. Thank you so much, Dr. Brian Hodgkins, 969-6555. What's the website?
MyDOHC.com.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
All right, Joey Pals, ACT Tours remind you there are 7 days in a week. Some day isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. This Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all 7 continents. Prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Go with me next March to Abu Dhabi, Qatar, and what's the last one? Can't remember the last one. Come with me. I'll Dubai, that's right. Phone 322-1247 or visit acttours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Dana Haynes is coming down from the mothership. We're under the 8th sign, Scorpio, as of October 23rd until November 21st, my birthday. Scorpio, listen. The rising sign and the sun sign, usually we trust intuition. However, the moon, Scorpio, often goes for the emotion first, which causes stress. Scorpio will finally realize they can solve the problem, trusting their intuition, which they must do for the next 2 months. The last couple of years have brought concerns over money, health, and aging, ooh, the A word, as well as professional issues. For your own psychic and psychedelic and astrological reading, all of the above, call Dana, 442-226-6378, or go to astrologyworldnews.com. Desert Water Agency, DWA.org, remind you they have approved new water restrictions, no sprinklers during the daylight hours, and restaurants can only serve water upon request. And they strongly suggest you skip overseeding this fall and go gold, which means the color of your yard, to help with the statewide drought. DWA.org. Just Fabulous, that wonderful website, the letter B, justfabulous.com, getting ready for their fabulous Christmas inventory. They'll have gifts for kids, pets, huge orders of everything, candles, birthdays, weddings, a new collection of retro pool floats, but their Christmas ornaments are magnificent. BeJustFabulous.com. LaloVisions.com says connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, the psychic to the psychics, to find out what the world holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his sanctuary overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant, 401-1810, or visit his website for more information. It's a great gift idea. You'll thank me, as our friend Pat Boone says. Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, pstramway.com, says, celebrate Thanksgiving at the peak. The Palm Springs Aerial Tramway will have ride and dine tickets available on Thanksgiving Day, which includes a tram admission and a Thanksgiving meal ticket at Pines Cafe. Peaks Restaurant will also be having a Thanksgiving Day special starting at $48, not including a tram ticket. So check everything out at pstramway.com. Last but not least, the Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters. You know, the home of the best popcorn. Websites psculturalcenter.org. Pick from this menu. Sundays with Keisha D, that's usually week. Monday, Mon Petit Salon, that's usually weekly. Tuesday, Leanna and the Jazz Collection on the second floor. That's usually weekly. Wednesday, Life is a Cabaret. That's selected Wednesdays. Thursdays, Cocktails with Classic Selecting. And that's usually on selected Thursdays. So check it all out at psculturalcenter.org. Thus endeth a questionable reading of the Joey English Desert Date Book. Okay, Joey pals, tomorrow, the Palm Springs International Airport, and then we'll go traveling with the Red Jeep Tour. Until then, you be well and all the best.